advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am...
Oh, my God!
I am Sofa King.
I can't get the bell.
Very fast, please.
I don't know what to call that face, but that destroyed me.
Not so fast. Lose its meaning.
I am so
fucking so clunk. That shit sounded like two marbles hitting.
Damn it. He's so interested in watching me that
I was trying to think of that 90s movie. It's a 90s scary movie where there's
with
killer.
The red hair.
I don't know, he has a weird face like that. It's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Fucking tall, real tall head, funny eyes and shit. Oh, what's that movie called? You know what I'm talking about? It's a girl, right? No. That has a like, crazy looking face.
I don't think so. Lou Diamond Phillips.
It is.
Scary killer movie. Like,
is it a killer movie?
Like, how can you want to say like super water right now? Project or starts with a P, whatever it is. I think.
Lou Diamond.
Pumpernickel. It is Pumpernickel. Phillips. What was I thinking? Pumpernipple.
Pumpernipple. Killer movie. The First Power? Ambition?
First Power. It's first the First Power. Now find the scary guy picture from the First Power.
Scary guy
That's
picture?
What you look like. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who you look like.
Wow. I'm famous.
Spitting image.
I'm fucking famous.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, podcast.
So welcome to another episode of the Sofa King Podcast. This is a normal episode.
That was the worst.
Where we'll be talking to you about a topic that we have decided. Yeah. And what's that topic? What are we talking about?
Questions. We studied questions.
We studied questions?
Yeah. Definitively. It's requesting information. The request for information.
Remember we talked about this.
And the history thereof.
This is why we don't text. Because Dave always gets fucking confused about
what
we're doing.
Well, here's the thing though. Well, no. Because if we're doing questions, doesn't that make this a bonus episode?
No, we do a question every episode, Dave.
No, but this is nothing but questions. There isn't a central topic that we researched.
Yeah, we researched the questions.
No, we didn't. I have the list and you don't know which questions I'm going to ask.
Brent already... Yeah, we researched all of the questions.
If I did.
Well, this is a bonus episode.
We don't do bonus episodes here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
On the podcast.
This isn't a regular episode. You're thinking of regular episodes. This is a bonus episode.
What's a boner episode then? Because I've heard of that.
That I don't know.
Okay.
I don't either.
I think we're getting nowhere. I feel like we're forgetting something though. Like people are waiting on us or something. Like there's an expectation of some sort.
I feel like I just want to sit here and kind of look find around. Yeah, like a zen.
Find your Satan zen? What was
like
that?
A zen
find your Satan zen.
Why is it so close? Why'd you do that for? Isn't it like out? Isn't it supposed to be out?
Maybe. Don't fuck with my zen.
Right, dude.
It's not a normal zen.
All right, bro. It's not.
Exactly. This is a bonus zen. Yeah. You're talking about normal zen.
Okay.
This is a bonus.
So normal zen's out.
Right.
Bonus zen's in.
Right.
Boner zen's down.
Yes.
Elbows in, zen out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense. Got it.
Okay.
And, you can take them. So questions. We have question number one from Jude McDonkey.
Are you sure? I might have asked this.
How do you think the world will end?
No, I didn't ask.
Nanobots.
This.
Self-replicating
There's
nanobots.
Three options.
Oh, okay.
Option one, not a whimper, but a bang. Option two, nuclear holocaust. Or option three, some asshole saying, quote, this game sucks balls, end quote, before he pulls the plug.
You know I like the third one, right? You know I like it. But if it was a nuclear holocaust, I think it would be due to like power failure from a solar flare. I don't think it's going to be the war factor because I just don't feel like... anyone's crazy enough to pull that trigger, but I do know what happens when fucking nuclear power plants go into meltdown status. And I know that if we had some crazy solar storm and it knocked out all the electrical grids, eventually all the diesel generators would run out and 300 some odd power stations would all go fucking Chernobyl status.
Right.
If that counts as a nuclear disaster, that's highly plausible. But lately I've been thinking AI I think it's going to be not necessarily one of those three. I literally think that some kind of like self-replicating nanobot's going to fucking just cover the earth.
Gray goo.
Yeah.
Yep. So you are the new Stephen Hawking.
There's some little kid that proved Stephen Hawking wrong, like a 11-year-old kid.
Smart. Maybe he's going to end the world. Yeah.
Little fucker. We need to take him out.
Yeah. He's probably going to be fucking a computer when he does.
He waited until he was gone, though. I wanted to see that debate go down while Neil deGrasse Tyson talked through his walkie-talkie.
What a bitch.
You're wrong, 11-year-old.
11-year-old's a bitch. You should have called him out when he was alive.
It's kind of religious, though.
Yeah,
his whole basis is that there is a God because...
Okay. Yeah, there can be. Simulation
pretty solid
theory.
Arguments, though,
good job,
honest.
Kid.
Yeah.
Good job, 11-year-old. You fucking proved something that you can't prove.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch.
I don't think anyone's turning off the simulation,
though. Alton Coleman's going to curb stomp you, 11-year-old.
Well, the thing is, if someone does turn off the simulation, odds are they will have ended the world before they turn off the simulation.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a simulation running,
you want the sim house to burn down
if I'm watching it, off for the night.
Yeah, if I'm watching it, I want to see all of you fucks kill yourselves.
Right. And then you turn it off.
I say bang. I say it's going to go out like fucking giant something's going to hit us. We're so small.
Impact.
Like, yeah, we're so small. We're going to be like, oh my God, fucking here it comes. Done. Just fucking over.
I don't know. There's too many good options to pick one. I can't pick a side.
No?
No.
You wrote books about this shit. You should have an opinion.
I know. I can't pick a side. Yeah. There's too many great options.
I think it's tech, though.
Doomsday plagues and
I think AI is going to be like, boom, 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 learn, and then it's going to improve itself, and it's just going to fucking...
just be better.
In some crazy cascading exponential fucking learning curve. It's going to go like, what the fuck are these things doing? They're fucking everything up.
Don't you have an original thought, Brent? Jesus Christ.
That's what I think is going to happen. The right answer doesn't have to be an original thought by me.
Fuck.
It'd be amazing if my original thought was the correct answer. I don't think that's the case.
I was just asking. Yeah. Why are you getting defensive for?
I don't build fences. What?
Why are you building fences for?
I'm not trying to.
Chris Willis. What you talking about, Willis?
Fuck that guy.
Asks.
Hey, that's drunk San Diego, dude.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's white whiskey. That's Popcorn Sutton.
He asks, have you guys tried Kirkland bourbon? OMG, it's so good and smooth.
I thought he was clean. I thought he was
dirty
sober
down
for
there.
A while.
Down there?
Yeah. Down there where the hair is.
He got dirty.
Yeah. I haven't. Every time I go to Costco, so little. Two things happen.
I won't buy it.
I have a AAA membership and a Costco membership, both of which, by the time I finally go, they tell me my membership is expired. And I need to renew. But
that's how they get you.
I need to go, though. You know, so I'm like, so I end up paying like $60 for some muffins. But their poppy seed muffins are really good, though.
Fucking yeah, they are. They're really good.
So
really good.
I have not bought any whiskey.
And you live like really fucking close to Costco.
I do live pretty close to Costco. And I think my wife went to Costco yesterday. And I don't know. What the fuck did she get? Oh, she got something for like family barbecue there, which I think it's a trap, man. You go on Saturdays and graze. You walk through and eat and come back and you're pretty much had lunch. Yeah. You can't do it. Alien graze.
Yeah, fuck that.
No, grazing is...
Well, Chris...
They shop there on Saturday?
The Saturday Costco where you walk around and just get samples.
And there's graze?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Alexander Murray & Company is the company that makes the scotch.
For
Kirkland. So that's who bottles their white label.
I've never tried it. So the answer...
I hear they have great whiskey, though, but I have not tried it yet.
I have not either.
I have trouble buying whiskey because we have so much whiskey.
Yeah. Tony Ginwright... says, if you had a time machine, how would you use it?
I just want to see how the pyramids were built.
Yeah, I think we've talked about
this. Yeah, there's a lot of shit. Yeah.
I primarily want to use it.
It would pretty much be Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Excellent Adventures. Like,
I primarily would use it to go back in time and watch concerts.
That's cool. There's a concern of safety for me, though, because like I would like to see like what's up with these dinosaurs. They have feathers. You know what I mean?
Of course they did.
That's what I want to see, but I'm like, maybe the atmosphere isn't conducive to us. And like, I land somewhere.
Yeah, you're fucked.
And there's a tree or a mountain where I'm at. I just pop into the middle of a fucking mountain. Like, I was watching some crazy shit about the Grand Canyon. It's insane. There's this type of rock. It looks like black, bubbly, shiny, this weird rock that's only formed under very specific amounts of pressure. And it basically could only happen if it was the base of something as massive as a fucking Everest. And so in this area of the Grand Canyon, there's a bunch of this fucking rock. So they're like, there used to be mountains that were 27,000 feet right here. And that's how much the earth has changed. And then there's like seashells and shit right here. So the ocean was covering that as well.
So the Grand Canyon opened up and swallowed those in.
And so then it's like, so what? Where would you land with your time machine? That's the problem. Yeah. If you knew that you were ultimately invincible and you were watching from a Scrooge type scenario,
build it in orbit.
Then I'd be cool. Oh, put it in orbit? That still could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking little space pebble would run right through you. Yeah. It's fucking bad
if
luck.
If you're worried about a fucking space pebble, you shouldn't be traveling through time. You can quote me on that.
That's a quote. It's happening.
Yeah, there's so many things. So many things.
But I just want to, the huge one for me would just watch Egypt and see what the, and like go around to like some Mayan temples and just that time.
I almost feel like you would be
Easter
disappointed.
Island, like what the fuck, maybe. Like
you'd go back and just
I don't think I'd be disappointed. Be like, well, motherfucker, they just fucking had ropes and sticks, son of a bitch. Like that's amazing.
Or didn't happen. Like you go back and it's just nothing. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, there's things in history where people have written in like hundreds and thousands of years of history that weren't actually.
Well, I'm saying the pyramids
happen.
Are there. I want to see how the structures
are they?
Were built.
Yeah. But when they were built, you don't know. It's going to take you a while to figure out.
Right.
So you're not.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like if you could be in like a Scrooge scenario where it's just a really fast rewind and you're just watching it happen in super quick time lapse.
A long time to get 10,000 years back.
Yeah.
It's just like the.
You can skip. There's chapters.
1700s.
Like skip.
Yeah.
So the Sphinx's head just barely sticking.
They were built
in
the 1800s, like Stonehenge. Yeah. Just rebuilt.
Yeah, that one would be disappointing probably.
But it also depends on the nature of the time machine.
You could find out.
Depending on the nature of the time machine, I might say, fuck it, I'm not going anywhere because that's
stupid. You could find out a lot of stuff because you could, you know, when an alien. Spacecraft was seen somewhere.
Oh yeah, go I back mean, and fucking, say, you was go Bigfoot back. There? Was the UFO there? Did
what,
that really
what,
happen?
Light
JFK?
In the sky, you know, fucking type right. shit, you know, fire in the sky.
But if you just get to pick one event, it's Egypt. I just want to. I'm going to go back as far as I want right there in Egypt and watch that shit happen.
Fuck Cleopatra.
I would like to see some
you
of the
fuck
other
Cleopatra?
Places. Mm, probably not.
I would. You wouldn't.
Mm-mm. I just want to see. You know, I just want to see Muddy Waters in concert. I want to see
Muddy Waters.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, I want to see
Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. I want to see Bob Marley. I want to that's what I'm talking about.
Bob Marley's an actor now. You could see him.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. He's a white guy though. It's disappointing.
Other than that, I don't know. The mysteries are great. They're good. I don't care how they built the pyramids.
Yeah. Who shot JFK? You can find out.
Who shot JR?
Yep. 9/11?
Yep.
9/11? Yeah. Fucking lot of stuff.
Sean Mize. Mizzy says, what war in history would you guys be most willing to fight in?
Not the Civil War.
Yeah, fuck.
Not World War One.
I'm going to say none of them.
You'd be willing to fight in a war?
Fuck no.
I don't really want to go to war either.
Well, here's the thing.
Bitch, but
I already know how all the wars turned out.
Dave's fighting in the Cold War.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one.
That is the one. That's the best answer ever.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
World War II would be scary as
fuck. I mean, I love
too,
World
dude.
War II, but I don't want to fucking be there.
Right.
And I already know
you know
we
all
won.
The wars.
Like, fuck it. Like, why do I want to go back and... Like, you join the war because you don't know who's going to win and you want to win. Like, I already know who won all the wars. I don't need to go back and see them.
Yeah.
They're fucking horrible. Yeah. They're all horrible. There isn't one that's better than the others. They're what I'd rather die with someone stabbing me with a fucking sword.
What if it's based off the premise that you are a hero, victorious, and you live?
Oh,
then you
that's
get to fight
easy.
In a war.
I still don't want to. That's horrible.
That's
but then you could do some Viking battle shit because you know you're going to win, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to run around fucking killing a bunch of people.
You have to try as hard as you can, though.
What's wrong
it
with
seems
you?
Like you're not going to make
way,
it.
That's I'll fight in all of them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have to try as hard as
I'm
you can.
I'm glorious.
But you're not going to die.
I'm 300 years old.
That sounds horrible, too.
Yeah, like the Wolverine thing. That it would be like that. You'd fight all the wars.
That
sounds horrible.
Sweet.
No,
that's great.
Yeah, that might
What's
not
wrong
be,
with you?
I feel for you a little bit, Brad. Like, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like kind of badass. But
it'd
I
be
bet
rough.
It would get old.
It'd be rough.
Yeah. But you would get old, 300 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still be cool, though. Better than what we have now. I'm a janky podcast host with two clown assistant hosts.
Okay. But what if we have to pick a war?
Oh.
And you don't know if you die or not. I'll say World War II because that was at least cool. Like, and did something. So.
Fucking cold ass trench. Fucking, I don't want to do any of that.
Let's say Desert Storm.
You're
not a
Desert
very
Storm.
High casualty rate in Desert Storm.
Yeah, I would say something like that too. I don't want to kill anyone though, because I don't really believe in what's going on.
Not a lot of people
there.
Died in Desert Storm on either side.
Can I get a desk job and a sandy tent?
Yeah,
exactly. The war. Can I fight the war on terror?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The motherfuckers got fucked up.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Heidi Martindale says, "Does whoring yourselves out for money get weird sometimes?"
We don't whore ourselves out for money.
People keep saying that. No.
No.
We're doing this shit for free. You guys chose to give us some money. You know what I mean? We do get some hot sauce money, but honestly,
like, really whore out.
Behind the curtains, that shit goes back in the social media presence just to get more of you guys to listen. Yeah, we're not rich over here.
We mention Patreon at the end of a show. Like, that's not really whoring it out. And then El Yucateco sponsors us.
I don't feel like that's a thing. What's her name again? Somebody can write that down.
As long as I get the money, I don't feel weird about whoring myself out.
Yeah.
Heidi.
That's my answer. Fuck it. No, I don't feel weird about it.
Heidi used to be in the group Martindale.
Martington. Heidi Martington.
Martindale, right?
Heidi not going to be here anymore.
Not going to be here. Okay.
Not going to,
Got it.
I think in the beginning it was weird because when we had first started the podcast.
We did it for a long time with $0.
Yeah,
we didn't do anything.
We first started
talking about
doing a Patreon, and I was like, I don't really want a Patreon people giving us $25. I don't want that, you know? So we waited to do that so that we could, once we got more listeners, because we wanted to be able to value yourself too, to go like, damn,
I feel guilty as fuck that you're giving us that, because like, are we worth that? People apparently like to listen to us say crazy shit.
Yeah. The other thing is too, though,
Heidi does.
The sacrifice that we make away from our families, the time we spend doing this stuff. And granted, there's podcasts that probably do a lot more, and that's great for them. But you know, it's worth something, you know what I mean? So yeah, I don't feel guilty about anything that we do.
But why would I feel guilt? I don't feel guilty about it at all.
We're working for our money pretty much.
Like, I whore myself out for my college and read shitty essays all day and night.
It's not and it's not like we're pawning off like fucking, you know, go to suchandsuch.com and order this fucking, you know, yeah, whatever. I don't know. Fucking whoopee cushion today. Like, no, I mean, we,
I would totally be down for whoopee
cushion.
We
help sell. Yeah, that would be cool. Whoopee cushion a month. Whoopee cushion box.com.
Yeah.
Everybody just posting their grandma sitting on the fucking couch farting.
Yeah. Just,
I am ordering whoopee cushions. You see, Heidi, that's the thing. Like, we get money, but we spend it on like prizes and t-shirts and fucking whoopee cushions that we give back in advertising.
Here's a legitimate question. When have you not had fun with a whoopee cushion?
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. Till they pop.
But that's fun as well, typically.
That's true. Something had to have happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whoopee cushions are fucking legitimate.
Heidi, you might have just earned a spot back in the group that's leading us to the whoopee
cushion.
Yeah, maybe. Group.
Maybe.
If somehow we associate that with you.
Nikki Friedrich asks, and this is a question that I think a lot of people in the group actually want to know. I've heard a lot of buzz around this question. Mm-hmm. If your butt had a tooth, would you brush it?
Well, probably, because that would probably be normal, or it would be normal for you. Right.
I think that it would decay if you didn't, and then you might have a toothache in your ass, and that's probably not going to work out. Mm-mm. But otherwise.
But once that sucker's gone, you no longer have a tooth in your ass.
You can get it pulled. Yeah.
Maybe you can't. It's a chronic butt tooth.
It grows back.
Yeah. It just keeps coming back.
Oh, man. I hate chronic butt tooth. That just sucks. Mm.
What's the optimal distance for transmission on butt tooth versus Bluetooth? Like, if Bluetooth is 30 feet, does butt tooth further or less?
I think it's less, but it's more powerful.
You have to be real close enough to smell it.
Yeah.
If you can smell it, the transmission works.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat in the way. Like, signal. It hinders the transmission.
Yeah.
5 foot, 5 bars, butt tooth. That's how it works.
I don't think I would brush it.
I mean, you'd wash it. Would you have a special butt tooth brush in the shower?
Like, you'd get stuff stuck in your teeth and
you're washing your butt crack anyway. It's going to happen. Yeah.
Just corn
gets stuck both ways.
You're eating popcorn kernels. You're like, God damn it. You know how the kernel gets in your gum?
Right.
You know, like, and it fucking hurts for like a day, and then you push on it and it slides out, and you're like, where the fuck did that come from?
Real question, is it in the crack? Is it right in the hole? So is it like a Play-Doh factory where it just puts a notch out? Like it's just coming out, and there's just a notch coming out.
It looks like shit celery.
Yeah, exactly. It would look like brown celery.
Yeah.
Because a tooth would just scoop out the middle. Yeah. And where does that go? It just piles
up. It just pushes out the next. You always have itchy ass.
Mm-hmm.
From the
I guess I would brush it.
Yeah,
reluctantly.
You're probably gonna have to
stick the brush inside your asshole too, and like clean the rim and shit.
Exactly.
It's gonna hurt. I have to, I guess.
Yeah. While I'm here, I guess I'll milk my prostate.
Yeah.
Forcing me to do it.
Steve Baker,
communist dictator.
You remember him?
Yeah.
He asks, do you ever do embarrassing things if you're laughing way too hard? Fart, get the hiccups, fall over. As a kid, I used to throw up if I laughed too hard. A few years ago, I passed out laughing too hard. I blame that one on alcohol and the altitude of Lake Tahoe.
I know some people that fart and or like snort.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that shit myself. I just go quiet. I laugh. I do like Brad. Brad gets China eyes.
Yeah.
Like, and puts his hand on
the Heathcliff. Yeah. And he gets China eyes.
Yeah. I just cry, which is kind of embarrassing because I do fuck. My eyes water like a motherfucker. I turn really red too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm made out of everything albino. I'm like blonde hair, blue eyed, and pink already. So when I laugh, I'm red.
I think some of the funniest shit that I've ever seen is so funny that I honestly don't even have a reaction. Like I'm just marveling at the humor of it. Like I think of like when I watched the first time I ever saw Dick in a Box, like I didn't laugh. No, I just marveled at the genius of the comedy.
I might have just sat there with a smile.
I was just like, my God. Like a lot of times, like if I watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, a lot of times I won't laugh. I'm just fucking silent at the majesty of the humor. But the only thing embarrassing I do when I laugh is if I'm really getting a laugh in, I will snort.
I feel bad for women. Like once a woman has had a child, they fucking pee.
Yeah.
When they laugh, they pee. My mom will piss her pants with a fucking quickness, dude. Yeah. If I get my mom laughing, she just like
no bladder
starts
control.
Saying, no. Knees together, bent over, and fucking like running to the bathroom, dude. Yeah. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I used to have a grandma, my grandma Van Tassel. She would get laughing, dude, and then she would start farting and she would almost pee her pants. And she just like lived in a muumuu. She only wore one of those fucking nightgown things.
Damn.
And she would fucking run down the hallway just all laughing, peeing, farting.
We call that
all the way down.
We call that
hallway.
The jet ski.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're pissing. Just, you know.
Yeah. Just peeing down.
That's the
leg.
Jet ski.
And somehow it's cute. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's an old lady. Nah. You know what I mean? But if a homeless man was farting and pissing as he walked on the sidewalk, you would be like, get the fuck out of here, dude. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. But grandma doesn't. You're like, oh, that's hilarious.
How
that's
cute,
adorable.
Grandma. Yeah. Pissing yourself again.
I'll take a shower, grandma.
Stupid bitch.
So Brad Cordova asks, have any of you taken yoga class? If not, why?
Oh, I've been thinking about doing yoga.
They have. Yeah. Brad's big into yoga. That motherfucker did a whole year of handstands on Instagram. Every single day he posted a handstand in a different place to the point of like, God damn, that motherfucker just walk
like
around.
Real handstands.
Straight up handstand. Okay. Hold it for 30 seconds. Jackalope fell. I have only done yoga because I did P90X and there's like a yoga day.
That
fucking shit's hard though. It was not what I expected. I thought it was going to be the stretching that was difficult, and it was the fucking stabilizer muscles of holding a position.
P90X is garbage unless you're already in shape.
It's goofy, but I got fucking sore. That yoga shit made me sore. I've thought about it a lot. I just don't want to be the guy in sweats farting in the back.
My wife actually kind of started doing yoga, like YouTube yoga. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, that's I've been for a long time wanting to do yoga because even when I'm not training and stuff, I get stiff like all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I was like, like rock hard. And I was like, man, it'd be nice to just stretch, you know? Right. So even if I'm not training or doing anything, I'm still stretching and I'm still like getting some exercise in, stabilizers and stuff, you know, and then all of a sudden like Prana Jiu-Jitsu, they had, they got yoga now and this and that. And I was like, fuck man, everybody's like starting to do yoga. So I'm going to get into it probably here.
Well, I think it also makes sense because a lot of facilities that are like exercise places,
yeah.
mats are there. And so it makes sense to do that.
Yeah. All the yoga people got to get ringworm too.
They probably got the idea from Cobra Kai. They did that.
Yeah, maybe.
The yoga class would come in and the karate class would go
out. Well, I mean, you want to bring in everybody you can because if they're in there doing yoga and they were trying to get fit and they're trying to do stuff, then maybe they want to try jiu-jitsu or, you know, maybe they want to try Muay Thai or whatever. So, no, it's smart. But, yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, like it's an hour or whatever. And I was like, man, that'd probably be really nice to just fucking stretch for an hour, not 5 minutes before you beat somebody up.
Right.
Or fucking get the shit choked out of you, you know?
I've never done yoga and I don't really have an interest. Yeah. It's like if I wanted to get the benefits of yoga, I would rather do katas and do a martial art.
Right.
If I was going to do yoga, I would rather do Tai Chi.
And
I would get the same thing.
I don't feel like you get the same exercise.
No, it's different. I mean, it's all different, but it's.
But that would be your forte. That would be my. Yeah, Tai Chi would be.
That would be cool.
I would say Tai Chi would probably be kind of similar because you're kind of meditating. You're kind of, you know, doing slow forms and stuff.
And then at the end of the day, like what I know from karate, I could still be sort of dissecting the Tai Chi and looking at what these moves are, and it would be more. It would keep me far more interested to do katas of any style.
I wish like I had even, friends. Like my friends could we could do stuff together, but I don't.
If you want to do Broga down here, dude, we could do it.
I don't want to go anywhere to do it. Though.
That's the problem. Is I don't want to go do it in front.
Does
of people.
Broga exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, does it? Yeah, I'm sure fucking, it does.
What's that guy I said? Diamond Dallas, man. He does Broga. I think he even calls it Broga, man.
Donovan Douglas.
But I would rather do the YouTube thing until you got skills up.
Well, it's because I'm not worried about that. Like, I'm not worried about the skill factor because everybody has to start somewhere.
Right.
But I just, the time, I figure you could throw on a 15-minute, 30-minute video, do some yoga.
It's the problem. It's the home gym problem. That when you like, you can clear out your fucking garage and put weights in it, and you're fucking probably not going to work out. Yeah. You might do it for a month. You're going to fall off. The difference is when you go to the gym, you're fucking went to the gym.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it. You're going to work out.
I usually just stand in front of the mirror,
just stare.
I usually just like force people to get off the machines and then don't use them.
But what I'm saying is like, how often can you really make, if you're really self-disciplined, maybe you could make yourself do yoga at home, but it probably won't last.
I'm saying if it's something you want to do, then you'll do it, you know, but I'm saying it, and that's easier than going to the gym and doing it or something like waiting for a
set
schedule.
Going to the gym,
it's it makes part of
you
it,
do it, the commitment.
But part of it's going, you know, like that's the hard part. So, but I think too, like I'm actually going to jiu-jitsu Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back and hopefully I don't fucking hurt my knee again.
My daughter's been asking to go to a noon class. And I was like, you know, that's just like going to be like six grown ass men,
dudes,
right?
Yeah.
It's not like a normal class. It's not an instructed class.
Rolling.
It's just rolling for an hour and a half with grown ass men.
It's open mat.
Yeah. It's just open mat.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't care. That's fine. So
yeah.
I was like, fuck. God damn it, Berkeley.
Yep. Yeah. You're going too.
That's the thing.
Right.
I would have to go.
And I'm planning, and I said this last week, I told my wife, I said, I'm going Tuesday and Thursday because it's gi class. So I'm going to go and I'm going to fucking make, I'm really trying to get my willpower back. Like that's been my huge thing this last like little while. Like my willpower has gone.
You know what? Prove it to yourself though, is sticking to a diet for a fucking, or a change in lifestyle.
I had two sodas this last week. In the last week, the last 7 days. So that's really good. Yeah. You witnessed both of them.
Okay.
You have, I drank two sodas here doing the podcast. That's it. I've been drinking a lot of water, a lot of energy.
I hate that everyone's like, I quit drinking soda. Last 10 pounds. I'm like,
stuff,
I don't drink soda.
I can't do that.
I can't quit that. God damn it.
Yeah. So that's the first thing I did, but I've been eating better at lunch. I've been taking protein shakes, for lunch and stuff, eating, like low sugar, high fiber, stuff at lunch. And then I'll have dinner, you know? So I've been, I cut it back. I stopped getting Starbucks.
Right. That's the true test, man. Controlling yourself, like going to jiu-jitsu is one thing.
Yeah. No, I know how
to
do it.
And you sweat and you whip your ass.
Yeah.
But when you really look at it, dude, like if you rode a bike for a fucking hour and you look at it, it's like 480 calories.
No, it sucks.
God damn it. A grab bag of Doritos, it's fucking over.
No.
Yeah.
And if you just can control what you eat, that's the hardest thing ever.
I went through a transformation and I know we're getting off topic or whatever, but we're talking. So fuck
you guys.
It's
not a normal episode.
Yeah, fuck you guys. I'm going to do what I want.
I
want
to hear about your metamorphosis.
No, I had a realization. So, and it took a little while. So before I got this new job that I'm at now, and I call it new, I've been there almost a year.
Yeah.
But I went to Jiu-Jitsu Worlds and I got my fucking ass beat. Like I literally was just, not really, I wasn't really prepared because I hadn't competed in a long time. A lot of the, not putting down training partners, but I didn't do the training that I should have did. I should have did really hard training with really hard.
You didn't bring it.
Should have brung it. I didn't bring it. And I should have did it with really only trained with black belts and only trained with dudes who were really rough on me. And I didn't do that. I just went to normal classes, did normal shit, trained twice a week or whatever, and then went and got fucking beat by a 23-year-old.
Well, I think you also had a goal of going to a lower weight class and you didn't make that
either,
right?
No. I didn't cut weight.
You were saying you were going to, but there was talk of it.
No.
I wasn't going to do that shit.
No, I wasn't going to do it.
It was said.
I was not going to do it because that makes you weak and I was not going to fucking do
it. That talk went down.
No. That was afterwards. That was afterwards. Because I did ultra heavy. So that's fucking unlimited weight.
I'll disagree to disagree. I remember this. Because I was like,
you don't remember fucking anything. And you're going to tell me.
Who's my doctor?
Maxis.
Exactly.
Dr. Maxis.
I know what I'm talking about. I've been going to my appointments. I've
been going to your gynecologist, Dr. Maxis.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So anyways, your ass whooped.
So I got beat. Like, I mean, I didn't get my, I didn't do anything. Basically I got fucking wrecked on points and, I was not discouraged, but I was just like, man, like, I don't really know the spot I'm at in jiu-jitsu. I don't know where, like what I'm doing. I came from judo and I came from competing at high levels. And then I stop for a while and I come to this and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happening. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I have bad habits from judo. I fucking all kinds of shit, you know? And I'm also
not getting any younger.
That's really it's taken me like 8 months to be like, okay, no, I'm getting older. I don't necessarily want to compete. I just need to go train. Because whenever I start training, and I told this to the guy, like, I start training and I'm like, oh, and then I got to be trying to be fucking champion of something.
Right.
You know, put that all aside. Let's put that down. Let's put it away. Let's just go for health. Go to train. And if somebody there, just go and train easy. Don't go try and kill yourself on warmups. Don't go try and kill yourself on the mat. Fucking, you know, everybody tries to fucking go against me and tries to fucking go 100%.
I know. It's so easy to say, don't go hard and you're going to fucking.
Right. But this is my thing. I'm going to be a dick and I'm just going to be like, hey, I fucking said 50%. If you can't fucking do it, go fucking roll with somebody else.
Right.
I'm fucking old manning them. I'm deciding that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go back because if somebody hurts me.
Work?
I got to get up at like 4:30.
I was going to say you could do zombie, but you go to work that way. Yeah.
I got to be at work at 6. Those guys, that's not zombie. Zombie would be like 3:30 in the morning. So that's my goal now is to, I've been steadily trying to get my willpower back. And so my willpower is just to not say no, just go.
Right.
So I've set dates now. I'm going Tuesday. I'm going Thursday. So my discouragement would be like, fuck, they're not doing gi class tonight.
Right.
I'm just going to fucking stay and fucking do it no matter what. So like, that's my thing. Tuesday, Thursday, that's when I'm going. It's fucking done. It's over. That's what's happening.
And the key is to know your limit and stick to it and not get sucked into the allure. And I was because after I got all fucked up doing karate, every time I go to karate, we'll be doing something and getting ready to whatever it happens to be, a particular move, some sparring, whatever. And if there's particular moves, my sensei knows me enough that I'll stand up to do it and he'll flat out say, Dave, you shouldn't be doing this.
Jiu-jitsu is not like that.
And he'll he knows where he knows my injuries. He knows what I shouldn't be doing. He knows I'm going to be like, fuck it. I'll try it. Yeah. And he'll be like, dude, sit this one out. Yeah. Like, just give it
no
5 minutes.
We'll be doing
something else.
There was a super funny jiu-jitsu commercial the other day where this guy was like, hey man, come on down. He's like, don't worry if your white belt will take it easy. And there's the black belt like killing white belt and they just like drag his feet off the mat. Because that's really what happened.
Right. Yeah, right. Isn't that South Valley or something that did that?
I don't think it's local.
Oh, was it?
I don't think it's local. Yeah. You know what's crazy though? My fucking, there's no rhyme or reason. That's why I'm wearing my knee.
Yep.
We just hiked into the fucking mountains like miles and hours and did all that shit. Nothing wrong with my knee. Didn't hurt at all. Went to my father-in-law's like house for a barbecue, sat on their brick fireplace. And then I was like, oh my God, I can't get up. My fucking knee is fucking wrecked. What happened? Yep. And I got home and my knee hurt for like a day and a half.
My knee hasn't bothered me.
I could climb mountains. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah. My knee hasn't bothered me.
Sitting wrong.
And I'm afraid because as soon as it starts hurting again, rough.
Yeah, my shit's random.
Anyway, one more question or no?
Yeah, we'll do
one more question. One more question finishing out. Sorry.
Jennifer Kirkland, and have you guys tried the Costco brand?
I haven't.
Jennifer Kirkland's?
No. Huh.
That Costco sells?
No.
Good brand.
It smells like salmon, I heard. Hot salmon.
What it's is your
tuna-y.
Yeah.
What's your one hidden talent or skill that listeners would be most surprised to hear about?
Oh. Hidden. Hidden talent means nobody knows.
I have to say I've probably talked about it before, but I have to say mine is painting miniatures.
That dude, Dave is super fucking good at doing that.
And I'm not telling that I'm shit. Not as good. Mm. I'm not as
you
good
once
as
were.
Not because I've gotten
good
worse,
as ever was.
But, as good as
but
ever
because
was, yeah.
Everyone else has gotten better. Like I'm part of a subreddit on painting, and 4 years ago when I would paint something and post it, I like not to brag, I was in the upper 90th percentile.
Right.
Like people were like, oh fuck, how did you do that? Like, that's crazy. I go to the same subreddit now. I'm probably in the 70th percentile.
Wow.
Everybody's skills because, well, cause now like there's just a shit, like the professional painters for like Games Workshop and all these things post tons of YouTube videos of them doing these techniques, and no one really knew what the techniques were. And it took years to figure them out. But now you can log in and watch a couple of videos and see. And even I've been watching some shit and I'm
YouTube,
like, I never would have done that in my life. Like, that's a crazy technique.
Yeah, with YouTube and the internet and everything is just
like expedient. The information and it's like, just, now I mean, I'm still on the upper end of them, but I never used to see a miniature on the subreddit.
You would accumulate.
I quit progressing.
You would accumulate if
I never used to see one that was like, fuck, I could not do that. Yeah. And now I do see some and I'm like, I don't fucking think I could do that. Like, that's fucking good.
Yeah. So, the whole world's still getting like that, like skateboarders and shit. Yeah. Like, my friends were all badasses. Kids are doing fucking crazy shit.
Yeah.
It just progresses.
Everything
is like that.
Yeah. So for me, I
spin pencils.
That would be my hidden skill.
I have a weird, I have the ability to copy like stuff like really, really well. Whether it be like painting or whether whatever, like I can watch it, I can see it, and I can exact mimic like those things, like really try as things I'm trying to do or whatever. Whether it be drawing or fucking whatever, like there could be something that I'm like, no way I could fucking draw that. And then I start doing it and I'm like, oh fuck. Like I did it fucking, you might not know that they didn't do it, you know? Right. Like, and so I've been able to like, it helps me out in life a lot because I can watch videos on YouTube and I'm like, oh yeah, I just fucking copy exactly what they do.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it just, I don't know. I'm really, really, really good at it.
I'm invisible when no one's looking.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd show you, but I mean, you guys get it, right? I mean, nothing I can do about it.
You can't do it. Yeah, we have to look away. Yeah.
That's it?
That's all we got? Oh, I have a prize. Where'd it go? Bill Cosby episode. This is a t-shirt giveaway for Facebook. Brad, L-E-I-X, likes?
Taylor.
Taylor. That's pronounced Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he heard me spell it. And he will be contacted, but
what was it?
L-E-I-X? Likes? Leaks?
Leaks?
I'm going to say it's French, and it's
it's French, and shut the fuck up.
His name Brad?
Yeah.
Anyways.
You want a prize, Brad?
Yeah. He commented and did some shit on Facebook, and we appreciate that. So we're sending him a t-shirt.
Yep.
God damn, these names are all bad.
It's Ivana
Sudoleski and Brad Leaks. That's all I got for that.
Yep.
All right. That's it.
Well, thank you for joining us on our normal episode. We'll be back tomorrow if you're watching this on normal time.
Oh, if you're watching this on normal time, tomorrow is my birthday.
Is it really?
So Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is Dave's birthday.
Yep.
Right, well, happy
76.
Birthday. I'll talk to you. You look good, dude. You do.
Look good. 76.
I mean, so the kata tai chi thing, I'll give it to you then. Yeah. 76, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Perfect. You're right on track.
Perfect.
So.
All right. Is that it?
All right. I think so.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. If you didn't watch, well, fuck you. With the trigger, shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who busts our fuck ass up. Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut. Old dirty bastard, live and uncut. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. To the young youth, you wanna get gunned? Shoot, blah. How you like me now? Don't fuck the style, ruthless. Wow, do you wanna get your teeth knocked the fuck out?
get on it like that. Well, then shout. Your RZA, your razor, hit me with the major. The damage, my clan understand it, be flavor. Gunning, coming at ya. First I'm gonna get ya, once I got ya, I got ya. You can never capture the Method Man stature. For rhyming, for rapture, got niggas resigning, now master. My staff, never, I put the fucking buck in the wildcat, I'm terror. Razor sharp, I sever, the head from the shoulders. I'm better than my competitor, you mean competitor, whatever. Let's get together.
Shame on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who broke wild with the triple.
He act so thick, I'm fat, and yo, Ray came blowing and blew off your headphones. Black rap from yo Cali to Texas, smoother than a Lexus. Now it's my turn to wreck this. Brothers approaching half step, but ain't heard half of it yet. And I bet you're not a fucking vet. So when you see me on the reel, forming like Voltron, remember I got deep like a Navy SEAL.
Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who fuck wild with the trigger. Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga. I'll fuck your ass up. Style from my vocal, couldn't be with a pair of bifocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Be on it like a house on fire, smoke ya. Dudes be acting like the gangs anyway. Be like, warriors, come out and play, yeah. Hear me, I get into shit, I let it like diarrhea. Got burnt once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit stained in my drawers so I can get